This article was previously published on Allura Fergus Today. A police tip about a hidden car ultimately led to last year's convictions in the 2008 hit-and-run collision death of Alma's Lucas Shortreed. On Thursday, OPP announced it has paid a $50,000 reward to the tipster. "I've had tips that seemed more concrete throughout the years that never panned out, so I was skeptical, but guardedly optimistic," Det. Const. Dave Telfer said in a post on the OPP website. "Being able to pay out the $50,000 reward shows that people with information can truly benefit by coming forward," added Supp. Jennifer Spurl. "After 14 years of searching, the hashtag OPP closes the case and issues a $50,000 reward for a critical tip in solving the fatal hit and run of 18-year-old Lucas Shortreed. Read the full story https://t.co/halam1bstggpic.twitter.com/e3vpui5mpm. Ontario Provincial Police, at op_news, January 4, 2024. Shortreed, 18, was hit by a car and left for dead as he walked home from a party on Wellington Road 17 the night of October 10, 2008. He was discovered by another driver a short time later and pronounced dead at the scene by first responders. Investigation determined he was struck by a white, 1995 Dodge Neon, which led OPP to check hundreds of registered Neons in the region, followed by the public offering of a $50,000 reward for information that led to a conviction in the case. During the following 14 years, investigators received more than 100 tips from the public, the OPP post explains. Then in June of 2022, a tip came in that broke the case open and led to the discovery of the missing suspect vehicle. The tip resulted in OPP teams revisiting the home of David and Anastasia Halliburton, where they located a white semi-trailer next to the residence. While searching the trailer, officers could see a plywood partition appearing to be held in place by a steel brace at the back of the trailer. Through a small gap between the partition and the wall, they could see a small, four-door white Neon, the post continues. "It wasn't until I received the photo of the car from our identification officers that I felt a sense of relief," Telfer is quoted as saying. "We were all pretty happy we finally found the car." The vehicle was seized and the Halliburtons were arrested. A tip led to securing authorization, which allowed specialized OPP teams to attend the home of David and Anastasia Halliburton, where they located a white semi-trailer next to the residence. This past September, David Halliburton pleaded guilty in a Guelph courtroom to fail to remain at the scene of an accident causing bodily harm or death and obstruction of justice. He received 2.5 years in prison and a 3-year driving ban. His wife, Anastasia Halliburton, pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice and careless storage of a firearm and was given 6 months house arrest, 12 months probation and 200 hours of community service.